He's been a starship captain, a Karamazov brother, a cop, a lawyer, a sci-fi author. Now William Shatner returns to the recording studio for a new space-themed spoken word album, Seeking Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills. Put your helmet on.
A man who really almost needs no introduction, William Shatner, joins me now from his office in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Rebecca. For you to characterize it as a spoken word album is interesting, because it really is. And on the other hand, it has so much music in it, with 20 of the greatest living musicians, that it's hard to put into a category of only spoken word, because I think you could listen to this in the form of music.
You know what I think it is? I think it's a rock opera.
It is a rock opera. How wise of you to put it that way. I speculated what happened to Major Tom when David Bowie finished with him. In the David Bowie song, he steps out of the capsule and we can't find him. Well, I thought it would be fun to characterize what happened to him. So I have him walking on the moon, or being a space cowboy.
I'm a space cowboy. I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah.
And then things get darker, and he's in the twilight zone, and he queries God in Lost Among the Stars. Why is this happening? And ultimately, in the 20th song, he goes to hell in Iron Man with Zakk Wylde.
I can't believe you made a theme album in an age when no one bothers to listen to a whole album anymore.
I know, and it's like either retrograde or a new idea springs up. Where does failure and success begin and end? The record already has gotten really popular, more popular than anything else I've done as an album, and you just don't know. When asked why do it, you answer with, why not?
Heavy boots of lead fills his victims full of dread. Running as fast as they can, Iron Man lives again.
The musicians who guest star on it, it's a pretty extraordinary range. I mean, it's Zakk Wylde, who you mentioned, Peter Frampton, Sheryl Crow, Bootsy Collins. I mean, I know you weren't generally in
Brad
the studio
Paisley,
with them.
Lyle Lovett, Michael Schenker. I mean, you just go on and on about the great instrumentalists that are on this record. That alone is phenomenal.
This is your third album, is that right?
Third album.
What made you decide you had a third one in you?
I was asked by Cleopatra, the label, saying, would you do these songs? And I saw that there were a number of songs using the character Major Tom. And I thought, why would it not be of interest to speculate using all these songs, including Sheryl Crow sings Mrs. Major Tom, and give him a complete character and give him an arc, a dramatic arc?
I'm speaking with William Shatner, the voice behind the new album Seeking Major Tom. So you've got this record, you've got a book, you've got a new documentary movie coming out. You're about to launch a cross-Canada tour. You're constantly on my iPad with those Priceline commercials. When do you plan to slow down?
Slowing down is a relative term. And is it kilometers or miles that we're going to slow down to? I'm having the time of my life with all these projects. Yes, it's arduous right now trying to promote all these things at the same time. But in the doing was the ecstasy. And then the anticipation of this one-man show. I know nothing of Canada, my native country, between Vancouver and Toronto, maybe Hamilton, which is 30 miles west, and then I stop. And I'm going to go to Saskatoon, to Regina, to Winnipeg, and then go to Toronto and Montreal.
Are you really going to Saskatoon, or did you just say that because it's fun to say?
Saskatoon. I'm not really going to go to Saskatoon. I just like to say the word.
I'm absolutely with you. Let's all say it again. Saskatoon.
Saskatoon. And then you could play that Saskatoon in your mind.
Name that Saskatoon.
There you go. You could get on Saskatoon and buy a song.
Right. A 99-cent Saskatoon download.
I mean, where is Saskatoon? And what's there? And do they have a good restaurant?
Well, you're going to find all that out.
And then I'll report directly back to you.
Now, in the documentary Captains, when you talk to all the folks who played the different Enterprise captains, I read in an interview that sitting down with Patrick Stewart really helped you kind of come to grips with your Star Trek past and be a little less self-conscious about it. Is that true?
Well, it's true. I had never directed a documentary before. And as a journalist yourself, you understand that discovering a story while you're in the process, I mean, you don't know what the story is. You're talking to people to find out what the story is. Well, it didn't really occur to me that I would be making these discoveries in the documentary. I thought I was going to record what I already knew to be there. But in fact, what happened with every one of the six actors that I talked to in The Captains was a discovery. And then, since I was one of the six captains, I discovered something about myself as a result of doing research on Patrick Stewart that completed the arc of the hour-and-a-half documentary, which was self-discovery of what I had been doing and what I needed to do to change.
And what's the answer to that question?
Well, I'm torn between telling you the answer or urging you to buy the DVD.
You can do both.
Well, if I tell you the answer, will you buy the DVD?
Sure.
All right. I began to have a defense at what I perceived to be a form of derision towards Star Trek. And so that all these things like Beam Me Up, Scotty would be a source of irritation. I realized that when delving into Patrick Stewart's career and his attitude, he taught me that I had been doing the wrong thing. I had applied myself as responsibly as I could in performing the role, but in the intervening years, I acquired an attitude which I have striven to divest myself of.
So there's the DVD, the tour, the album, the book, Shatner Rules, Your Guide to Understanding the Shatnerverse and the World at Large. And one of your rules is basically, you know, when you're 80, you can do whatever you want. although I have to say, when I'm 80, I plan on working a lot less hard than you're working.
But Rebecca, say you found somebody you really wanted to talk to, some great discovery that needed explanation, and they lived in Timbuktu, and they said to you, you're 80, and your legs are bothering you, and your left arm is stiffer than your right, due to a variety of reasons. And they say, will you travel to Timbuktu? Surely you're going to say yes.
Yes, I would say yes, but not if I was going to Saskatoon on Thursday and Timbuktu on Friday, which it seems to be what you're doing.
Right, but if you had to go to Saskatoon and then you wanted to go to Timbuktu, you might say yes because the opportunity has been offered to you. And the day after Timbuktu, you may drop dead.
Well, that's an excellent point.
Well, as you get older, you become more sensitized to the fact of how ephemeral life is. So that relishing life every moment, like talking to you right now, is the most enjoyable thing I can imagine because it's what I'm doing right now. That's the way I think we should feel.
The one and only William Shatner. His new album is Seeking Major Tom. Thank you so much for your time.
Rebecca, a pleasure.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Our program is directed today by Phil Harrell and edited by Kenya Young. The staff includes Petra Mayer, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Megan Keane, Aarti Shahani, and our intern, Jessica Palumbo. The technical director is Melissa Marquis. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and our senior producer is Steve Lichtai. For Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode Sunday nights. Guy Raz will be back next week. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.